It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy. I am proudly coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People at home, on the road, at work, going to a baseball game, leaving a baseball game, making money, sitting in traffic, whatever the hell you might be doing, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. You can always listen to the show every minute, every second on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. It's more than that, too. Lock in. It's real easy. SiriusXM channel 158. Ask a smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com and you won't miss anything. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Much love to everybody locked in coast to coast. Thank you so much for listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. We've had a busy show. Let me give you this quick update. Clemson and Arizona are going at it right now. There's about 6 minutes left in the game. Clemson leads 65-58. Meanwhile, we have another game going on in the Sweet 16. UConn currently leads San Diego State 48-35. We got another matchup coming up, two more. We have Alabama and North Carolina. They'll be coming on up. And then we also have Creighton. Or excuse me, I'm mixing up the days. There's so much going on. Hold on a second. So much damn basketball, I can't keep up. Yeah, Creighton and Tennessee is tomorrow. We got Illinois and Iowa State. That game is coming through. They're getting started in about an hour's time. And in about 40 minutes from now, we'll have North Carolina and Alabama. So my bad on Creighton and Tennessee. That's tomorrow night's late game. Pretty busy. Busy all around. Major League Baseball is underway. Yankees with a comeback win, 5-4. You got the Dodgers beating the snot out of the Cardinals. Shohei Ohtani, his home debut. The Dodgers end up winning that game. The final score earlier today. Dodgers win at home. Ohtani in the Blues, 7-1. Orioles open up the whole damn day. Beat up on the Angels, 11-3. Mike Trout hits a home run. Be his MO all year. Do something nice until he gets hurt. Team will suck. And we've also had some amazing guests. Thank you so much to Stephanie Epstein from Sports Illustrated to come through. She came by and we talked about baseball. Thank you so much to John Crispin for coming through from Westwood One NCAA Radio. He came through and we talked about the games that we're watching right now. Because Tom is flying so much. By the time we get to the weekend, it's going to be the Elite Eight. By the time we get to the end of the weekend, we're going to pretty much know who's going to be in the Final Four. Oh yeah, Tom is flying, folks. Baseball started. NFL draft is less than a month away. We got players who are trying to put their best foot forward at Pro Day, Penix Jr. and May. This is a good time to be a sports fan. NBA getting ready for the playoffs. NHL getting ready for the playoffs. It's just, it's great. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And we talked about a lot. We got into Alex Rodriguez as well. He and Mark Lowry trying to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves are pretty much rejected, turned away at the altar from buying the majority stake. I'm sure that there will be some litigation involved in trying to get all of that settled. And then I told you LeBron James. Let me give you an update on LeBron, if you had no idea. LeBron James is old. He's 39 years old. The Los Angeles Lakers played one of the best games of the season this past Tuesday without him. They beat They beat Milwaukee 128-124, two overtimes. Anthony Davis, 30-plus points, 20-plus rebounds. Austin Reeves had a triple-double, and LeBron James didn't play because of his ankle, because of his foot. I feel like he's been dealing with this off and on for a year, or at least it's an excuse for him to sit down and at least get a couple of games off. He's old, okay? And so last night, LeBron came back. Anthony Davis did not play because we know how fragile he is. And the Lakers beat Memphis 136-124. LeBron James had a triple-double. 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 12 assists. And when you think about how the rest of this season is going, the Lakers have won 5 straight games. I see the messages online. Like Gabe Vincent is coming back. And people are saying, oh my God, the Los Angeles Lakers, they could look like hot garbage throughout the course of the year, but why do I still feel confident that they could win it all? It'd be the most Laker thing ever. And LeBron James, knowing that the Lakers are about, what, 9 games left in the season? LeBron James is like, listen, folks, I'd rather be healthy than think about the standings. And the Los Angeles Lakers, as it stands right now, they're a team that is in the 9th seed in the West, a record of 41-32. Listen to LeBron James explain, I'd rather be healthy than worry about where we're seated.
Very strategic on, you know, what, you know, obviously games and, you know, how many days in between games and flights and things of that nature, obviously, you know, understanding and seeing how my ankle and my foot is feeling, but, you know, just being very smart about it, obviously, where we are, but, you know, our health has always been the most important for our ball club, not just one individual, but for me looking out for myself when it comes to injury and knowing my foot and knowing my ankle and things, how it reacts and how it's been over the last couple of years. So, you know, just always, you know, keeping a hefty eye on it.
Yeah, he's old. I'm sure it bothers him. If he needed to absolutely play, I'm sure he could absolutely play. Just like he's right. Why push? He's 39. We got to enjoy LeBron while he's here. He's not what he used to be. He's still damn good. Still one of the best. Still an all-star, a triple-double. Like, let's enjoy it, right? I'd love to see the Lakers go on a run. Hickey, you think they got something in them?
I do. I don't think anyone's getting past Denver. But, I mean, if we sit here and say Denver's out, like they're not in the finals, who's representing the West in June? My next guess would be the Lakers.
You know what? I know it was close last year, and close doesn't matter, and Jokic basically had his way with everybody. I still am not sold, and maybe it's me. I'm still not sold on the Nuggets' depth. Would I be shocked if they won it all? No, I would not. But I'm just not sold on the Nuggets and their depth. I don't – like somebody like Bruce Brown, I get it. Is Jokic going to have a 30-20 game? Yeah, maybe, and just dominate everybody. I'm not so sure yet. Are they the best team to come out of the West? Probably. But I think in a 7-game series, I think it goes 7 games with them and the Lakers. I think it'd be a little bit of a toss-up if the Lakers are playing how they're playing right now. 5-game winning streak, maybe they're peaking at the right time. And certainly if Anthony Davis can play like he played in the bubble, like he played a couple of nights ago against Giannis, he locked Giannis up at the end of the game. Had Giannis shook, I gotta give the Lakers credit where credit is due. Now, the team behind them, oh, they ain't looking good. The Golden State Warriors, they're done. They're finished. Like, this version of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond, if we didn't already know this when Draymond got suspended, all we're doing is getting further confirmation. Draymond Green, we talked about this on air last night because he got ejected while I was on air. Took him about 3.5 minutes to get the boot, and the Warriors still win the final score 101-93. Steph Curry had some big baskets to close out. Andrew Wiggins got hot in the fourth, ended up with 23 points. But how the hell are you getting ejected? Not even 4 full minutes into the game. And everybody basically said afterwards that Draymond Green is at fault, that he needs to get it together. A matter of fact, his own head coach, Steve Kerr, got to be sick of this. He said Draymond getting the boot, well, it sucked, but he deserved it.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. You know, he'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up.
And Steph Curry looked miserable after the ejection. They tried to stop it. He couldn't deal with it. And then after the game, when Steph Curry's walking to the back, Draymond is smiling and he gives him a hug, and Steph Curry's like, yeah, here's a hug, get out of my face. Steph Curry says, man, we got to just keep this guy on the floor. Maybe he needs a muzzle.
We need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor, he'll be available. That's what's got to happen.
Yeah, whatever it is, keep him on the floor, be available. Come on. He's a grown-ass man. Like, if he ain't changing, when is he ever going to change? Never. The answer is never. And he just a four-year, $100 million contract to act like this? Come on. He ain't never changing. And you got to be kidding me. Hickey, this Draymond addressed this on his podcast.
He did.
He went on the this is like when he was in the finals just being an ass and stinking a joint up, and he told everybody. We had his own first-person narration in the finals. Now he gets ejected, and he went on his podcast. Let's hear what Draymond had to say.
I said what I said. I deserved to get kicked out at that point. And what I said, if I'm all the way honest with y'all, I kind of was trying to turn my body and angle and go to the bench, and I said what I said like a little too soon before angling my body to the bench. But yeah, it just can't happen. And, you know, we need to win games. So, like I said, not going to overreact. Like, oh, man, like, stuff is never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. Like, I know where I am. I understand what I'm doing moving forward. And in my position, just make sure that that's the exception and not the rule.
Hickey, did he say something? Did he say anything? That was Draymond Green that spoke, right?
That was Draymond Green that spoke, and you could have used that 40 seconds, plugged it in for his suspension, his numerous ejections before. Like, you could have used it for 10 different situations in the last 10 years. I got to be better. I got to learn from this. I got to make sure this is, you know, the exception, not the rule. And it's the same explanation. Nothing changes every single time.
Yeah, he's going to be in the NBA for how much longer? How many more years, you think? 3 more years?
I mean, he's under minimum contract for at least 3.
Oh, my God. He's not going to finish with the Warriors. I don't think so, man. It just becomes tougher and tougher every single instance. And I get it. Curry wants him around. But there comes a point in time where Steph Curry has to go, all right, this is enough. Like, just get me in a whole new people that can help me win. If you can't do it, then get me the hell up on out of here. It's bad, man. That guy sucks. Draymond Green can talk about being a leader. He ain't no leader. Them days are over, man. You're a liability. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I was thinking about the Draymond situation. So certain players, when they're off the field or off the court, they do silly things, and they get suspended for lengthy periods of time because the image, you know, their conduct tarnished the image. So what I don't understand is how Draymond, time after time after time, and then he does this stupid night-night thing. Like, I guarantee you, I mean, I'm 49. It's not going to keep me from watching the game. But some people in their 50s and 60s, I can guarantee you they'd probably quit watching basketball. And, you know, basketball's trying to keep up with football and the people that watch it. But, man, Draymond's working against them. What you think, JR?
Nah, I don't think so at all, Eric. I don't think basketball is trying to keep up with football. They are both in a very, very healthy space. They're both making billions of dollars, and I don't think the NBA necessarily has a worry about its fan base, especially knowing that it's an international fan base. It also has a younger average fan base. The average age of somebody who watches basketball is younger than the NFL. So let's not get confused here about Draymond Green turning off fans. The people who are consuming the NBA, I don't think they are turning it off. And if you have, hey, there's a younger group who's going to be around much longer who's consuming it in a totally, completely different way, and they appreciate this. Now, is Draymond Green a jackass? Yeah. But if you are watching a game, come on, he's doing night-night when the game is done. It's like, how many people saw that unless you looked at it on social media? I will say this. Yeah, Draymond Green is a pain in the ass. He can turn a lot of people off. People want to see him get his comeuppance. And when does he get it? I don't know. When somebody punches him back in the mouth. We may have to wait on that. And thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. I'm not an advocate for violence, but I don't know. Has he? Has anybody ever hit him back? Oh, yeah, I do. Hickey, remember Isaiah Stewart grabbed him one time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the only guy in the league. You're not going to intimidate Draymond, but maybe makes him think twice.
Yeah, he grabbed Isaiah Stewart. Isaiah Stewart grabbed him, and I think he saw and felt the strength of that man. And then he was like, I don't want no part of this. Draymond was like, nah, we're good. But, you know, he's very particular about who he hits and who he's chatting with. And he's never gotten, by the way, I can't recall, maybe I'm missing, has he ever really gotten in like a fist fight? Or has he just been dirty, stepping on people, swinging, punching, grabbing from behind? He's done a lot of chirping. I'm not saying that he's not going to be there for a fist fight if they had to fly. But he ain't jostling with nobody. I've never seen him put in your Duke's position. Have you?
No. I don't want to say he's smart about, like, that's, like, the wrong way to phrase it. But, like, in a way, to your point, kind of like a bully. Like, a bully puts themselves in a position where they kind of know they won't get pushed back. And Draymond puts himself in a position where if an elbow flails and accidentally, quote-unquote, hits someone in the face, or he's running and just all of a sudden Sabonis' body's right in front of him and he just lost the ability to go left or right and has to stomp on his chest, he finds a way that when he does create contact and create controversy, that there's usually people in between so that there's no actual fisticuffs or he doesn't have to get called out on his BS, mano a mano, if you will.
Yeah, correct. There's always a buffer. If I got to think about quote-unquote tough guys, and I know the NBA is a very different league. Look, Serge Ibaka is no longer in the NBA. I never saw him try to fight Serge. I would not want. I know Serge. Ain't nobody trying to bother him. I think I saw one guy try to fight Serge, and I forgot who it was. I think it was the guy. Who's the dude that just got signed because he has like a black belt? I feel like he's been on a bunch of teams.
Wait, what?
Nah, the skinny black dude with the locks.
He got signed because he has a black belt?
No, what? Not necessarily. NBA, what's the NBA player?
How you going to Google
this? NBA player black belt. Yeah, I know who it is. James Johnson. Yeah, it came right on up. James Johnson on the Indiana Pacers. Yeah, black belt in karate. He got signed after, I forgot what fight it was. Were the Pacers involved in something?
Oh yeah, that big Bucks Pacers.
Ah, yeah, you know, Giannis. Yeah,
Giannis took the game ball.
Yeah, Giannis wanted the ball for his teammate who hit a free throw. And like a couple of days later, they signed James Johnson.
Smart. Like,
I mean, Draymond ain't trying to fight James Johnson. He's not trying to fight Bobby Portis. Punched his own teammate in the face, okay? Oh, I guess him and Draymond have something in common now that I think. I think he broke his face. I forgot the European player's name. He broke his face.
And he allegedly challenged Adrian Griffin before he got fired.
Oh, he was talking crap, yeah. Let Draymond, I actually want to see him put up his dukes instead of screaming like a maniac. Ugh. What a disaster that guy is.
How about Isaiah Stewart, Draymond Green prelim for Jake Paul and Mike Tyson?
No, forget that. WrestleMania, right?
Well, I mean.
No, too fake?
I was going to how many Dukes are going to be thrown at WrestleMania? Real Dukes.
I don't know. The Rock made a guy bleed the other day, so you never know.
The fact that that's a story. someone bled once.
I saw The Rock made it. The Rock made a guy bleed the other day. The blood looked real to me. Can't fake that. Shout outs to Cody Rhodes. Nice guy. I met Cody Rhodes. Shout outs to The Rock, too. What is he? I know what he. Have you ever seen that guy's diet? How'd he get bigger? Like, is that possible?
The Rock? What is his diet? I have no idea. I'm sure it's just Google, straight protein?
Like, I need to have 20 protein pancakes and 6 chicken sausages and apple slices. And that's just breakfast number one. The egg white omelet, 5 chickens in it. That guy is huge. He is massive. Speaking of massive, this is a massive game right now between Clemson and Arizona. Looks like Clemson might just hold on and get this W. Oh, my God. It's running out of time. Clemson leads 75-72, trying to play the free throw game to walk away with a victory. Oh, this game is... Hickey, you think this one is over?
I guess I'm a little bit ahead of you. This game's over.
This game is looking done to
game
me.
Game is done.
What's the score?
77-72. Clemson on the free throw line just missed a free throw, but they're up by 5. Less than 10 seconds left. I think it's impossible for them to win.
It's looking
or
ugly.
Just lose.
It looks like Arizona might be out. It's the wow. JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. Clemson looks like it's about to go to the Elite Eight. We'll give you an update on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What a day it's been. And Major League Baseball kicks off its season. Home openers all over the country. Pro days. But to cap it all off, we have an idea. And we're going to have more of an idea about who's advancing and who's moving forward into the Elite Eight. You know what? I think this is a great opportunity to hit everybody with our fancy music. Let's win it.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Yeah, I love it. We know a team that's going to the Elite Eight, and I'm like, damn, how the hell did they get here? Clemson hasn't been to the Elite Eight in 43 years. The last time Clemson made it to the Elite Eight was 1980. It is 2024. Damn, it makes me feel old. Anyway, besides that, Clemson just beat the Arizona Wildcats 77-72. You know what? Before I give you a few more details surrounding the game and Clemson's latest appearance, let's listen to one of the final big dunks. And shout-outs to Spiro Dedes, who calls the games for Westwood One here on the NCAA Radio Network. P.J. Hall, he threw it down, big man. He threw it down.
Hunter, the inbounder, bounces inside. Hall, wide open around his screen. Two-handed flush, 5-point Tigers lead. And we are inside of a minute, and Tommy Lloyd is going to take a timeout for Arizona.
Who the hell would have expected Clemson to be here? Nobody. Nobody. And I'm not going to sing the song. Nobody. I won't do it. But the fact is, they have 3 tournament wins, obviously, in this tournament. Over the past 25 years, they have 3 tournament wins. They have only trailed 50 total seconds. Clemson has only trailed 50 total seconds so far through the tournament. They beat New Mexico, smacked them 77-56. Baylor lost 72-64. And I just told you Clemson knocked off the Wildcats 77-62. And for Arizona, well, they're cooked. They're done. Sorry. Pac-12 is basically cooked and done as well. Congratulations to Clemson. They got the winner of Alabama and North Carolina next. And for Arizona, the last bunch of times that they've been to March Madness, the last couple of times they've been to the tournament, they haven't gone past the Sweet 16. They be losing the first round. Yeah, bad English on that one. They be losing in the first round. Lost to a team at least four seeds worse in each appearance. It's sad for Arizona. Sad for the Pac-12. They need to go ahead and just, quote-unquote, pack it in. Meanwhile, we got another game going on. They might as well go ahead and pack this one in. Congratulations to Clemson again. Fourth longest gap all time between Elite Eight appearances. Arizona missed a bunch of free throws throughout the course of the game that would have kept this one close and made it competitive. Congratulations to Clemson, folks. It's not all just football. Not all just football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love that. Hickey, that's what I want in a relationship, to be left alone.
The dream, right? Want.
But you, hey, you better be careful, Hickey.
Don't, I know my girlfriend's not listening, so I'm safe to say she's almost she's whatever not? I want.
Well, she's busy, right? I'm not asking. Let's not put her out there. What is she busy? Like, what's she doing?
She's probably sleeping at this point. She wakes up early for work.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what she tells me. I mean, who knows?
Bruh, don't take never, never, ever. Ever take the approach of you could say what you want. You never know who's listening, right? You never know.
That's true. I could get myself in trouble.
Hey, ask me, okay? You never know. You never, ever, never, ever know who's listening.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break and we heard from Marco Belletti, we got the final call in from Clemson. We know that they beat the Arizona Wildcats. The final score, 77-72. This is something that Clemson has not done in a very, very long time. I mean, 1980 is the last time that they advanced to the Elite Eight. Matter of fact, let's go back to Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. Spiro Dedes calls everything. This is a final call. Listen.
7 seconds. They can't stop it. Bradley up, left wing three, short, rebound Hunter, and it is over. For only the second time in their program history, the Clemson Tigers are headed to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, congratulations. No expectations here for them. I think Clemson, I think football. That's what I think. I think Clemson, I think about them running down that hill. Hickey, does that hill have a name?
Oh, yes, it does. And now I'm blanking on it. Now they got the Rock, Howard's Rock.
It took 2 seconds. I was going to call it the Stupid Hill, right? But then I was going to have more people in the Carolinas.
The Stupid Hill. You don't like the hill?
No, I got no problem. But every now and then somebody comes tripping down the hill, you know?
I was going to say, I'm shocked no one's gotten hurt.
What, running down that hill?
Like you said, one person trips, and they, like, jump down the hill, skip down the hill. One person, you know, get a little too much forward momentum.
You know what?
Cause a pileup.
I Googled it. It is called, see? You want to know the name of it?
Not Stupid Hill.
It is called The Hill.
I thought it had a name. Interesting.
I don't.
The Hill.
It is officially on, maybe I'm wrong. It is ClemsonTigers.com. It is just flatly called The Hill. Controversial changes to The Hill at Clemson. What did they change? I know we were talking about angles a couple of days ago.
Maybe flattening it? The nerds in there.
I would read the article, but it's behind a paywall. You know what I'm doing here, right? Nothing.
They put changes to the Hill behind a paywall?
It's, I guess, the local paper.
Wow.
Post and Courier in Greenville. You know, newspapers are going out of business, Hickey. They got to try to get everybody for every nickel and dime that they can.
And you know what? I guess people are paying to read what changes are coming to the Hill. Why wait till September? You can see with your own eyes. I got to know now. Here's $5.
They're begging. I don't know. Let's give the Clemson Tigers their own Hill, the basketball team, and maybe they can use that for conditioning. Clemson is awaiting the winner between North Carolina and Alabama. And that game is going to tip off in about 10 minutes. And when we have a winner in that game, Clemson's going to know who they face. Clemson will take on either North Carolina or Alabama on Saturday. And whoever wins that game will advance to the Final Four. And oh my goodness, we got another final score.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
Is this really an update? UConn smashes San Diego State 82-52. Yes, they beat them by 30 points. And I see that Dan Hurley is currently having a post-game interview. And I know he's probably talking about how difficult this has been made for him. And 9 straight tournament wins by 13-plus points, the longest streak in tournament history. By Dan Hurley and his UConn Huskies. Woe is them. He's over here shrugging his shoulders. At this point, Hickey, he's like, I don't want to say the Russell Wilson of college basketball, but I have an idea of what he's going to say. He's either going to want to fight and punch somebody in the head or talk about how difficult life is for his Huskies team that is just annihilating everybody. So much that you got people on television saying that UConn deserves to get into the NBA play-in tournament. This is where the world is right now.
I would normally agree with that, but I did see something a minute ago that maybe changes how this could have gone in terms of post-game. I don't know if you saw it.
No,
like 30 seconds left, up by 30. You know what Dan Hurley did? He smiled.
No.
He shared a laugh. I mean, he was cursing out the team last week when they're up by 40. He cracked a smile up by 30. He maybe he's a changed man now. Maybe he's realizing there's no team in college basketball that could come up with mine, so who cares? I'll have a good time now.
He's I don't know. Everybody's going to the Bill Belichick school of coaching. I don't know. Maybe they've realized that doesn't work. We had Shaka Smart on earlier this week, and he's going to be in action tomorrow, North Carolina State and Marquette. And he talked about how it is absolutely necessary to change as a coach. He's like, I'm not the same coach that I was at VCU or Texas, and you have to have more personal relationships. You got to loosen up. And so congratulations to both UConn and then also Clemson for advancing. We have 2 more games on the night. Already told you that Clemson is going to take on the winner between North Carolina and Alabama. I think that'd be a fun matchup if North Carolina move forward. And a lot of ACC representation here, by the way, tons of it. And in UConn, they are going to await the winner between Illinois and Iowa State. And that they plan on tipping off in about 25-30 minutes from now, Illinois and Iowa State. North Carolina, Alabama State, they're going to get going in about 10 minutes. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, speaking of the Hurleys, there's going to be a connection here soon. It's time to let you all know about a couple of things that have taken place this day in sports history. That means it took place on March 28th. I think we can start off. You know, Hickey, let's start off. Let's go back in time the furthest. Let's go to 1992, March 28th. I think if you've ever looked at anything or heard anything in sports or basketball related in your life, this has been probably drilled into your brain. Duke beat Kentucky 104-103. Grant Hill showed that he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL because with a spot in the Final Four on the line, about 2 seconds left in overtime, Grant Hill had to throw a ball more than halfway across the court, and it ended up in the hands of Christian Laettner. And Christian Laettner put on one of the best moves and shots that you will ever see or hear in just basketball history. This is courtesy of CBS. Grant Hill to Christian Laettner, game-winning shot to move Duke on to the Final Four in 92.
2.1 seconds left. No team has repeated as NCAA champions since UCLA did it in 1973. There's the pass to Laettner. Puts it up. Yes!
We talked about a quick pass to half court, but with people playing behind Christian Laettner.
Grant Hill, whose dad was a football player and scored on a halfback pass 2 days after he was born, finds Christian Laettner with a 50-foot pass, and he puts it in from 15 for the game winner.
And Duke would ultimately end up going to the Final Four, winning in the championship game against Michigan. At that time, it was their second championship. And you want to know who the most outstanding player of the tournament was? It was Bobby Hurley, the brother of UConn's head coach, Dan. Bobby is coaching now at Arizona State. And UConn, as I just told you, they beat the brakes off of San Diego State, 82-52. Abuse, first defending champs to reach the Elite Eight since 2007, Florida. Oh, yeah. Sounds familiar, right? Florida Gators were the last team to walk away as back-to-back national champs. Can't wait for that celebratory dance like Joakim Noah did back in 2007. Feels like yesterday to me. 13 straight win in the Sweet 16 or later by UConn. And speaking of UConn, we're not done yet with things that took place this day in sports, because on March 28th in 2015, how the hell is that almost 10 years ago?
Very scary.
Come on. Man, I remember, I'm starting to not like this segment. I'm starting to not like it. Anyway, in 2015, on March 28th, Breonna Stewart had 31 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. UConn beat Texas, smashed them, 105-54. Head coach Gino Auriemma, yeah, he just wins everything all the time, or at least he did. It was his 100th NCAA tournament win. He's the second coach to ever do it. At that time, it was Pat Summitt. She had 112 victories in her career. You want to know how many Gino has right now? 135 tournament victories. Back in 2015, oh so long ago, I want you to listen to head coach Gino Auriemma talk about the accomplishment. He's like, man, I am blessed. I am blessed every day of my life. I am blessed. Listen.
So that's a lot of wins, 100 wins in the NCAA tournament. Some people don't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament ever. Some people get play a couple games in the NCAA tournament. You know, we've been pretty fortunate that, you know, we didn't win anything in the NCAA tournament our first couple of years that we made the tournament. We lost both times in the first game we played. So for us to be in that situation, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Those of you from Connecticut, you're writing it. My AD reads everything, so make sure you highlight that.
Oh, damn. Sounds miserable. I mean, what, they have Gino Auriemma like locked in his office to win all these games? I mean, he's won a crap ton. At one point, what, he won 111 straight games? Like, how do you do that? Is that, at what point does winning not become fun? It's not even competitive anymore, you know? It's abuse. It's terrible. Congratulations to Gino Auriemma. 100 victories in 2015. Now the man is sitting at 135. Yeah, there's something about UConn. They have no pro sports. You got to rely on the men and the women's basketball team. And by all means, it looks like the men, they're on a roll. give you that quick update one more time.
It's time for a JR Sport Brief Show tournament update.
UConn beats San Diego State 82-52. UConn advances to the Elite Eight. They await the winner between Illinois and Iowa State. Clemson shocks everybody, goes to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1980. Clemson, the Tigers, beat the Wildcats of Arizona 77-72. Clemson, they wait on the winner between North Carolina and Alabama. Hey, sign me up for an North Carolina matchup here in the Elite Eight. North Carolina and Alabama, they get started seconds from now. Tomorrow's going to be fun. Houston and Duke, North Carolina State and Marquette, Purdue and Gonzaga, and Creighton and Tennessee. Listen, folks, it's time for me to get the hell up on out of here. We have talked Major League Baseball opening day. We have talked NCAA basketball, the Elite Eight, moving on, getting ready for the Final Four. We talked some NBA. We talked some NFL. We talked pro days. We've had some great guests. Thank you so much to Stephanie Epstein for joining us to talk baseball from Sports Illustrated. John Crispin from Westwood One NCAA Radio. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Why? Because I said so. But then also Bart Winkler's coming up next. I'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe. Be cool. Be smooth. Much love. Thank you.